And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Jay Wynn Russick, our theater critic, is in studio for her weekly review. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Fine. Glad to be here.
Good to have you. So we're going to talk about Skeleton Crew. It's the new play at Baltimore Center Stage. First of all, what is a skeleton crew and how does it figure into this little play?
Well, the play takes place in an auto stamping plant, a place that makes parts for auto manufacturers. Except that by 2008 in Detroit, when the play is set, the big three auto manufacturers were doing most of that work themselves. The factory in the play is supposed to be the last small factory in Detroit. A skeleton crew is the least number of people it takes to keep the place running. And in this case, the factory in the play has already let half of its workers go. And the few that we meet are really hanging on by a thread. I brought you a clip. This is the union rep, a longtime veteran played by Stephanie Barry, after the foreman, who's played by Sekou Laidlaw, tells her in private that the plant is going to close.
When they letting everybody know?
HR sending out a notice as soon as the details are final.
How soon this happened?
Within a year, man.
I hit 30 years at the end of the year, in October. We gonna be around that long?
Ain't sure.
Retirement package, real different for 29 years versus 30.
I know, I'm thinking on it.
Stephanie Barry and Sekou Laidlaw in Skeleton Crew over at Baltimore Center Stage. So, Judy, we don't often see auto workers as characters in play. So tell us about the characters we just heard from.
Well, you're absolutely right. This is a segment of society that is rarely seen on stage, and that's one of many things that I admire about this play. I also admire the fact that it's very well written. It has arias, practically, that sound sort of in the style of August Wilson's prose arias. They're very distinct characters, these auto workers, and they get very distinctive performances under Nicole A. Watson's direction. And she's also created a really tight ensemble. It's very easy to believe that these are people who have worked together for years. They know each other's habits. They know each other's quirks. Faye is the character, the woman we just heard, played by Stephanie Barry. And she plays her as this wise woman. She gets a kind of knowing smile, but she has a very tough exterior. Sekou Laidlaw, whom we also just heard, the supervisor, the foreman, is a protege of hers. All of the other characters are. She helped him get promoted to a white-collar job. She actually has a closer relationship with him than she does with her own son. There's another worker named Dez. He's played by Gabriel Lawrence. He's more street than his co-workers. But Lawrence also shows us he has kind of a boyish side. He likes to test limits. And he has a crush on the fourth character in the play. That character is a young woman named Shanita. She's pregnant. She's probably the hardest worker of the bunch. She's played by Brittany Belazier, and she plays her as a really smart, self-aware woman. These are all people who really take pride in their work. But Shanita, the character played by Brittany Belazier, has a wonderful, wonderful speech about this. She's the most committed to the work.
Working in this industry is what I do. Uncertainty is always there. But it's the work I'm made of. In me from my daddy. Wanted a son, but got me instead. Always been good with my hands, and that's something that makes you proud of me. Not being pregnant before I'm married. Not being over 25 and building a family by myself. But this, being a highly skilled job setter, that's something I can stand on. Everybody can't say that. Everybody can't do what I do.
Brittany Belazier and Skeleton Crew at Baltimore Center Stage. So, Judy, what's this thing look like? What's the set like? Does it take us inside a car factory?
Well, not inside the actual floor. We're not on the line. We're in a break room. The set's designed by Mariana Sanchez. The break room has some lockers. It has old furniture. It has a refrigerator. On the side, we see unpainted car door frames on one side of the stage. I also have to mention the sound design. It's by Darren L. West, and it's all of these factory sounds that really make you feel that you are in the break room of a factory that's still working, even though it's not very well staffed. There's a time clock that's almost always ticking. It reminds us that their time is just about up there. And to Shanita, whom we just heard, the sounds of the factory are like music. So we're not on the factory floor. There is a window through to it, and you have a very strong sense of what it's like there. It's emptier and emptier.
Yeah, Skeleton Crew is by a playwright that I really like a lot, Dominique Morisseau.
I'm with you there.
And Baltimore Center Stage did a play of hers a couple of years ago, which Linnell and I saw and loved, called Detroit 67. Is there a connection between these two? This is another Detroit play, right?
Yes, yes. She actually has written a three-part cycle called The Detroit Project. They're all set in Detroit. That's her hometown. They're set in different decades. So Detroit 67 is set against the riots of that year in Detroit. There's a play called Paradise Blue that's set in a jazz club in 1949, and we have Skeleton Crew set in around 2008. I haven't seen Paradise Blue, but Skeleton Crew, to my mind, much stronger play than Detroit 67. It's a lot less dependent on exposition, and the character development and the action are very closely related. I mean, it's an excellent play and an excellent production.
All right, Skeleton Crew, it's at Baltimore Center Stage until March 4th. We've got details on our website, wipr.org/midday. So, Judy, next week we're going to talk about the Strand Theater's production of Countdown. But before we go today, there's a report out about actors' equity, about the vibrancy of the theater community right here in Baltimore, Washington. Pretty
good
news.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is very good news. Actors Equity, the Professional Union of Stage Actors and Stage Managers, did a study, and it shows that excluding the top three markets, New York, L.A., Chicago, the greater Washington-Baltimore area had the second most work weeks per member last season. Nearly 12,000 people worked a total of more than 20,000 weeks.
That's a lot of actors.
Now, a lot of that, most of that is D.C. Most of it is D.C.
Right. But still, Baltimore can be proud.
It's good news for Baltimore. Absolutely. We should definitely be proud of it.
We can be proud indeed. All right. Well, thanks so much, Judy. We will see you next week with all this theater activity going on. We're going to make sure that you keep on top of it for us. Thanks.
No problem. My pleasure.
All right. Lunch today and every Thursday provided here at midday by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full service market. They've got locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each and every day listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow it's the Midday News Wrap. I'll be joined by Fern Shen of the Baltimore Brew. We're going to talk about overtime problems at the Baltimore Police Department. Hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Here and Now is on the way right after a break for the news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall.